The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is the Kick-Out!
Yes, what's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of the Kick-Out. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
And here it is, your rundown of all things WWE, pro wrestling, and all that good stuff. How you been, Skillet, man?
Good, thank you.
You look tired, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm fucking tired.
I'm very tired. What's been going on?
Good. Had a very busy week, very, very productive. Some exciting things happening in the world of Skillet. So yeah. Yeah, it's taking its toll on me.
Now you want to plug yet, or you still just make them wait?
I think I'll plug it next week.
Next week, we have a special Skillet announcement. Am I building up a little bit too much?
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's getting excited, isn't it? Yeah. But you're right, though.
I'm good. Yourself, how are you?
I'm all right. It was my birthday on the weekend.
I was going to say that. How's your birthday?
My birthday was non-eventful.
What do you mean? You worked and you left?
Yeah, I was on the radio in the morning because I'm on the weekends, and then I had a gig Harley University. So shout out to the Harley University crew. Which was cool. It was good. It was fun, actually. It was like, yeah. You know, whenever I go and do uni gigs, it makes me wish that I'd done uni.
Oh, you never did uni?
Yeah, so I went for like 3 months.
And you were like, and then, you're like, but you just knew what you wanted to do with your life.
Then
so
I dropped
like,
out, yeah. And then that's came
good, but it was job. Worth it, right?
Well, but I can't, like, whenever I go to uni raves, yeah, and I see how excited kids are, I shouldn't say kids because that's quite condescending, but like young people are.
Yeah.
It makes me wish that I just took like 3 years out to do what they did, but not the learning part.
Just the party.
Just the raving and like. Drinking and just having sex and stuff.
But the thing is, you were DJ from a young age.
Yeah.
So.
No, but it just looks so fun, like living away from home and stuff. Like I went to uni, so I went to Greenwich University, but my site was in Southend.
Right.
And it wasn't like part of the uni, it was kind of like part of another. It was weird.
Right.
So I lived away from 3 months, and it was the first time I'd ever lived away from home. And like I never had my boys or nothing with me, and I was in Essex, and yeah, it just was a bad time for me.
Okay.
It wasn't like the typical uni experience, and so I came home.
Okay.
And then one extra happened, so everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I kind of sometimes whenever I go into uni gigs, I'm like, oh, I wish I had done this.
Okay.
It looks mad. You did uni.
I did uni. I didn't live out. I mean, I was always like staying at people's houses.
Really.
Yeah, but I had a girlfriend at the time, okay, so it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna go live out and smash this girl. Like I had a girlfriend, so it was okay. Yeah. So I didn't think I was missing out.
I can imagine you was Mr. Uni though, like you got into it.
Well, I mean, I had to get the stuff done.
Yeah,
I had to, you know, but I don't really enjoy studying, man. The only thing I enjoyed was like doing things like I want to do, like you
right,
know,
right.
music or
yeah.
some sort of acting or some sort right. of presenting. Or, but yeah, and I studied tourism, and that wasn't anything I wanted to do. Like I just did it because.
But you got a degree.
I do have a degree in tourism, but
like my mum loves the picture. I don't have one. I'll come to the house, and my mum will have random family members pictures over the TV. Because they got a degree and I don't. Like, and I know she's proud of me, but like, I know in her heart, yeah, she wants that picture. Like,
okay, but she should be very proud of you.
Like, your parents have got that picture.
They do.
Exactly.
Yeah, they do.
Anyway, let's not talk about university. Let's talk about wrestling. Did you catch up with WWE this week?
So, did you watch Clash of Champions?
I did watch Clash of Champions.
What did you think?
I actually forgot that we was at Clash of Champions this week. Clash of Champions... didn't offend me.
It was a decent card.
It was decent.
But it wasn't anything... Like, Backlash was better.
Backlash was definitely better. So there you go. Well, there you go. That's 1-0 to SmackDown.
Look how funny that is, right? Backlash, I don't think Backlash had a poor match or anything like that. No, sorry. I don't think Clash of Champions didn't have a poor match. Backlash had that poor match with Kane and Bray.
Yeah.
The very disappointing thing.
Yeah.
But Clash didn't have any of that. But yeah, I still I'll still say Backlash is whatever, better. Backlash is still better. Let's start off with Clash of Champions. Clash of Champions, where was Clash of Champions again?
I have no idea.
I can't remember either.
Just Google it.
I think I remembered at the time and now I don't remember.
We'll just keep talking about it after
So it starts off with the first match, which was New Day.
You don't want to talk about the pre-show?
Oh, yeah, okay. The pre-show.
Nia Jax versus Alicia Fox. And Alicia Fox looked good.
She looked very good.
She, it's the first time we've seen on the main roster any real offense on
Nia Jax.
On Nia Jax. Nia Jax follows me on Twitter.
This is dope. She's not like most girls, man.
It was random. It just came out of nowhere. Actually, you know what it is? I got a tweet from WWE UK to say happy birthday.
To DJ Ace?
Yeah, it was dope. Like, it was own tweet. So shout out to WWE UK.
That's really nice.
And they sent me like a picture that I don't even know where they found. It was like a picture of me with a WWE title.
They love you.
The old WWE.
This is great for
and
us.
I believe this was when Sheamus came in. You know the old ugly title?
I'm very excited right now.
Why are you?
They tweeted happy birthday to DJ.
Yeah, they tweeted
this happy is great
birthday.
News for us.
WWE. What is wrong with you? Yeah, so after they tweeted me, it was in Indianapolis.
That's Indianapolis.
Yeah. After they tweeted me, I just got I got a nice little follow from Nia Jax, and then I followed her back, and I just told her that I was a big fan.
She clicked on your photo, and she's like, who's this rugged black man?
Yeah, I always say. I mean, if I wasn't black, I'd be Samoan. So.
Okay, question: would you
Nia Jax? I've seen her in person.
You know, she used to be a model, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's like half German.
She's quite pretty.
She's like half German.
Half German.
She is really pretty, but I'm like, I don't. You know what it is? I've said this on the radio so many times, so you may never have heard this before. But basically, I have a fear of really tall women.
I think she'd probably be about your height.
I have a weird fear of like women that are like 6'2" plus.
Okay.
I don't want to stand anywhere next to these women. I don't know why. It's strange. So if she's too tall, then no. But if she's like 6 foot, that could work. Okay. So this is my tweet.
Yeah, that's sick. That's a really old photo.
That's
an
old picture. I don't even look like that anymore. So there, big up to them anyway. Yeah, big up to Nia Jax as well. Hopefully, when she's in the UK, get on the show.
Get
on
man.
The show. That'll be
tweet her. DM. Slide on the DMs.
But anyway, she picked up the victory.
So she battered Alicia Fox as we knew she would.
Yeah.
And she won the match.
What do you do with Nia Jax though? Because like I've always said, like I have problems when they have like. Superstars come out and just do squash matches because then it's like, okay, at some point,
I think she should go beyond that now. Now she's beat Alicia Fox, maybe do one more match with Alicia Fox, beat her again, then maybe have a little program with maybe they need to start putting more women because women, see, SmackDown ladies are actually got. I thought SmackDown ladies were suffering more than Raw in terms of the divas, but SmackDown ladies got a bunch of. So I shouldn't say divas. A bunch of female wrestlers there. That's set.
It's only six.
No, but that's still set there. They still got people running in. Like what? Raw's got Nia Jax, Alicia Fox, Bayley, Sasha, Charlotte, and Dana. Yeah. Right. Cool. A lot of it's a bit of a mismatch. Like a lot of them are heels.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Right. So it's like maybe get Emma in Raw, maybe get Paige in Raw, maybe Nia Jax should beat Paige, maybe beat Emma. Then
I heard Emma's really upset about not being drafted.
Yeah. We'll talk about
that. Is that justified?
Well, she should be.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe beat Paige, Emma, beat...
Paige has come back, yeah, gone.
Right, Paige is going to come back, isn't
she? Yeah.
Beat Dana Brooke. Then get on to have a little program with Bayley. Once she beats Bayley, then beat Sasha, and then get maybe face off against Charlotte or whoever's going to happen. Whoever the women's champion is at that time. You know what I mean?
You know what it is, though? You know what I think? Why they are a bit... why they're probably holding back on, like, matching her with the Charlottes and Baileys and Sashas is because the wrestling style is so different.
Okay.
And obviously, like, the four horsewomen, they know each other inside out and they all have the same kind of style of wrestling.
Right.
And that's what makes crazy matches. It's quite difficult... For a big guy and a small guy person, a small person to put it has happened. Don't get it twisted. It can happen, but sometimes it does come across a bit shit when you see like the big person with the small person because the styles just don't mesh. But we'll see in it. Maybe she can because as you know, to me, if she had a good match with Oscar at NXT TakeOver London,
a really good match.
We'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, we'll see. So the next match was New Day versus The Club.
Yeah.
Very good match. Very exciting.
It was a good match.
Very good opener. New The Club came out. New Day looking badass.
Yeah.
And then, sorry, I got a message there. I switched that off. Looking badass. And then it was like a back and forth pacey match. So even though New Day picked up the win, Club still looked strong. So that was pretty cool.
I mean... We've been saying it for weeks that we thought the club were going to pick up to get the belts.
Yeah.
I think now it's more than evident they're going to make New Day
lose it at Mania.
They're gonna beat the Demolition record for longest ever tag team champions.
What's the Demolition's
record is 478 days.
And New Day's got 400 now, isn't it?
New Day's got 400 now, yeah. So
they're gonna
we can look forward to another 3 months of the New Day.
Yeah.
Possibly with the title, because yeah, you know what I'm saying. Even when you think about it, Demolition as a tag team, I don't even know if they deserve to have that kind of yeah. that record. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They're not
rip off of LOD, man.
Yeah, they weren't amazing. So yeah, I'm happy that it looks like the New Day are gonna be the longest ever reigning.
They should lose the Mania and Big E should turn.
That'd be wicked.
Yeah,
he's still diving. Through ropes and that. It's scary, man.
At least this time he dived on his side, his shoulder this time.
And that...
We're going to talk about a very dangerous dive that happened at the Clash of Champions in a minute.
And Kofi, man. I've never seen so much blood.
But that was on Raw.
From a black man.
That was
that
Raw?
That was on Raw.
Okay, so we'll get to that.
I thought that was a Clash of Champions.
You're mixing too
much. I'm mixing them up.
It's not hard because, you know, it's rematches. Rematches galore.
It's better rematches.
After that, TJ Perkins versus Brian Kendrick for the Cruiserweight title. TJ Perkins comes up with a really dope 8-bit Super Nintendo sounding theme song. You didn't like it?
I didn't like it. I didn't like it. My son was watching it with me. He got a little bit excited.
Yeah. They changed the colour of the ropes to purple. That was pretty cool.
I didn't even notice that.
Did you watch the match though?
Yeah, I did watch the match.
What do you think of the match?
I thought the match was really good. I love everything I've seen from the Cruiserweights.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that, because I genuinely thought that when the Cruiserweights came, it was just going to be like exhibition matches, if that makes sense.
You wouldn't really
get to know their personalities
or their
storylines or anything. Yeah, yeah. But I can tell that they're moving in that direction, which I think is really awesome.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I'm looking forward to what happens with the Cruiserweights. And I think this is a great start. And I think Brian Kendrick, man, I like him.
He's dope. Yeah, yeah. He's incredible.
I think he's definitely found himself because he's much better than when I last remember him from 2009.
Yeah.
So this is good, man. I really like this character.
Absolutely. Yeah. And sometimes it takes a little while to get to that, to find that. You always have some sort of talent. You always go with some sort of brilliance, but there's something, you know, it takes a little while. Kendrick was a massive Jericho when he was in Ring of Honor. You could see he emulated a lot of Jericho. And then he went in, kind of changed his style up a bit. It just wasn't working for me. When he came to SmackDown, he just started changing his style up a bit. I was like, oh, what is Kendrick?
Yeah.
But now he's like, I think he definitely found himself.
I hate that they keep screaming out, 37 years old. Like, that's really not old. He's not the oldest wrestler in the company.
That's what I'm saying.
He's far from. Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
You still got Sting and Taker.
Do you know what I mean?
Sting like, last year was wrestling and Taker.
Ain't he like younger than like half the roster? Most of the roster even.
Or the same age.
Exactly. It's like, come on. Like, his age was really the stupid. Like, they was really like homing in on that as well. And I didn't really understand why. It's like, he's not old, man.
The next, I think, is the best match of the card, Cesaro versus Sheamus, the last match of the best of seven. I felt this match was incredible. They really just tore the house down. Cesaro did some dangerous diving. They landed on his head.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, Cesaro might be dead.
I didn't like the finish, though.
The finish was a bit here, but now, we'll talk about what they've done to them after that. But it tied 3-3. They were both disqualified because they kept beating each other up outside, which, it was a bit like,
You know what, how you know it was a good match?
Because
they actually got people to care about it.
Yeah.
Because no one cared about this best of seven series until the last match.
Even though all the matches were really good, nobody still cared.
No one cared, but they really got everybody behind them, which is awesome. So, hats off to them, man. Both of them. Yeah. Even, Sheamus looked really good.
Yeah.
I think, we don't appreciate Sheamus sometimes.
Sheamus is good, man.
He's a very good worker. He's had some awesome matches, and sometimes he gets a bad stick because, I don't know, sometimes he fades into the background or they've given him some quite shit things to do. But he's really good. He's really, really good. It's funny because I remember, I always talk about the night of, so I'm going back far, but the night after Mania, the night that Dolph Ziggler cashed in, that night, he had another match with, you know, that him and Randy were going back and forth for time. And during that match, for the whole, like, half an hour, it was a long match as well, the crowd were just booing them, telling them now how boring it was. And I always felt like that was, for me, one of Sheamus's legacies. Like, he has sometimes, some people felt like he had boring matches, but no, he's actually brought it back.
Yeah.
It was a very exciting match. So big up to Sheamus for that.
Definitely. After that, we had Jericho versus Sami Zayn. Nice little match. Jericho picked up the victory.
Yep.
Which, you know, I knew he would. Charlotte versus Bayley versus Sasha Banks. A good match.
Very good match.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good match. That Charlotte.
Nice moonsault from Charlotte both competitors.
All three of them, really good. Charlotte is 12.
And oh, and pay-per-views. And pay-per-views.
That is a sick stat.
That's a sick stat.
Do you think she can keep it up?
She'll lose at Mania.
We say this all the time.
But I think that's what they should do.
Just make her lose it at Mania. Yeah. To who though? Like who? I want to see Sasha go turn heel, if I'm honest. And I thought this would have been a great opportunity for them to do
Sasha
that.
Sasha needs to turn heel.
She's better heel. She's not. Her character,
I don't like
her
as a face. Mm. And she's much better as a heel. She's great. And that's the reason why she became popular when she was heel. So she needs to be a heel.
Her character is very heel.
Bayley, to be honest, Bayley should be the only real face of that women's division. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Bayley needs to be that face, that kind of underdog style, but she's still sick in the ring. I want to see Sasha turn heel too.
And
it has to be popular. Maybe Charlotte will lose it before, and it'll probably be Bayley Sasha part three in WrestleMania, maybe.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Hopefully we're there to witness that. What are they doing with Dana? What's going on? It's like they're teasing something, but they're not.
They're teasing something, so maybe Dana's going to be the reason why Sasha will lose her streak in pay-per-views. Will lose her streak in pay-per-views. So maybe Dana will be had enough of her being abused, and maybe Charlotte will lose it in Royal Rumble, maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
The booking is endless.
It is endless.
In this one.
We had the US title.
Oh, yeah, Reigns versus Rusev.
Yeah.
Very long match. Mm. Didn't really care.
No.
They brought it back towards the end, right. But it was just...
It got good towards the end.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they brought it back towards the end.
Yeah.
Reigns won,
yeah,
as we knew he would. So Reigns is the new US champ.
I don't think he'd win.
Oh, yeah,
did I call that? No, I thought Rusev would win. We didn't actually do predictions. No. I thought Rusev would win.
Okay.
And I'm actually surprised that Reigns won. And I don't really know what Reigns can do with the US title to make it exciting. Unless he does the open challenges that Cena was doing. That'd be awesome.
Cena and Reigns has to happen one day, innit? That needs to happen.
Again?
They haven't never wrestled before.
Cena and Reigns have had a match, surely?
No.
Really?
No. Not since Reigns has been solo.
He might be right. Cena Reigns would be good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I don't know if giving Reigns a title was the best thing, in my opinion. I don't know.
Okay.
And then we had the title match between Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins.
It was cool. Obviously, Seth got hurt, so it kind of hindered how great the match could have been.
You're good at spotting these things. Like, you knew he was hurt during the match?
No.
You didn't? Oh, okay.
I had no idea what was going on.
Okay.
I was like, why is this match not as good as it should be?
Yeah.
And then I found out he got hurt on Raw.
Right. He bruised a rib or something. Cracked a rib or something like that. It was decent.
Yeah.
Jericho interfered.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens picked up the victory.
We're the longest Universal Champion. I love Jericho.
Have you heard that they... Was it you that was telling me about them pitching that idea to...
Yeah. But a cup bud. Buddy Cop.
That would be so good.
Yeah, man. Them two are killing it right now, man.
They are killing it. It's really good. It was rumors came out today that Jericho may be leaving
after Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
That'd be a big blow. Done the best work.
He's holding it together at the moment.
Yeah. So if I were WWE, I would raise his contract a bit. Yeah,
yeah.
A bit higher, man.
Very, very good. All right, so let's talk about Raw, Monday Night Raw.
So Raw starts off again with Rusev versus Reigns.
The rematch.
Reigns won.
Reigns won.
Yeah.
What
do you think of Reigns?
He's good. He's a good wrestler.
He's a great worker.
I think they just need to do what everybody wants to see them do, which is turn heel.
Yeah.
I think he's got nothing to lose turning heel.
Me too.
He hasn't got the amount of kid fans that Cena has.
Yeah. He's got women.
Got women fans. They're going to stay with him regardless.
Even if he turns heel.
Even if he turns with... Like, he hasn't got the kid fans. So it's not going to be a case of him losing out on merchandise or whatever that I believe would be a problem for Cena. Just do it. Yeah. Let's just do it, man. I think even more... I know they're on different shows now, yeah? Look at the Usos. They are sick now.
Listen, we'll get to that.
Oh, no, they're sick.
That's what I'm saying. We'll get to that.
Why don't they just do that?
I'm loving Usos right now.
But it's so good.
We'll get to that.
We'll talk about it a little bit later on. But I just think, let's just do what everybody wants him to do and let's just turn him heel.
Yeah.
Guess
what else happened on Raw?
What else happened?
Another rematch. God. The Club versus New Day. But it was another good match. Yeah. And Kofi got his head bust. I didn't even see that.
No, apparently it was when he hit the steel steps.
Man, he got his head.
It was a lot of blood, man. And he just looked like he was out of it.
You said you've never seen a black man bleed so much.
No, I've never seen a black man bleed like that. You know why? Because usually back in the day, like when Devon used to bleed and that,
yeah,
it would just look like sweat because it was just black.
Yeah.
But Kofi was just like covered in blood.
Yeah. There was an accident, wasn't it?
Yeah, so he looks... He's all right, though. Yeah, it wasn't a deep injury or anything. Yeah, it was deep, man. Big E and Kofi sold their injuries at the end of that match was really good. They both looked like they had just given it their all.
Yeah.
They was just finished. I think that's... There's an art to that, man. So big up to the New Day for that. What goes on going forward with the tag team division? Because you can't just be giving the Club opportunities every week.
Well, they formed a new tag team, didn't they, on Raw?
Right.
Cesaro and Sheamus.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I guess Cesaro and Sheamus might beat the New Day over the Club, over the titles. I don't want to see that.
That's what I'm trying to say.
To be honest, I feel what they should do with Cesaro and Sheamus is put them as a tag team, and then when they're trying to go for the titles, they still have issues within each other. And they will go for another down the line, maybe another pay-per-view when they have the final match, finally, right, to culminate the whole beef.
Yeah. Because it kind of doesn't make sense putting them together unless you're going to give them a title. Yeah. But I don't think that they deserve it.
No.
And I think it's tag teams that should get it first.
I just don't think they have faith in Shining Stars. And obviously, they don't want to put Enzo and Cass versus New Day yet. So
yeah, it's too early for that.
Yeah, this is one of those things, so...
So what I mean, them getting together, does that make them a heel tag team or face tag team, or is that a bit weird?
It's gonna be dynamic. They'll try to do something new and original. One face, one heel, and
that's true. I don't think that's been done before, have they?
If it has, I can't remember.
I think it has been done.
Probably has, right? but not in a lengthy storyline. So maybe that's what they're trying to do. Maybe.
Mm.
Bailey defeated. Did she beat Dana Brooke?
Yes. No.
She defeated Anna Fields, a jobber.
Yes.
So they Bailey beat a jobber on Raw.
Forgot to Anna Fields. She looked like... No, I'm not going to say nothing. Go ahead. She just came across like somebody's
Stephanie
mom.
Stephanie is upset at Foley for his line of questioning against Stephanie on her actions.
Right.
Meeting the COO, like Triple H last week. But that's her husband. What's she going to do? She's not going to kiss her husband?
You know? Am I the only one not enjoying Foley?
Foley's doing a lot of mistakes, isn't he?
I don't like it. I'd rather just not see him on TV. That I don't know where it is. Like
the girl with a little smile.
You know, I think the in ring stuff is more painful for me than the backstage stuff. The backstage stuff is jarring, but it's a bit more controlled than the in ring.
Well, yeah,
it's like
he panics.
He panics, man. I don't like it at all.
Poor Foley, they're overworking him, man.
It's just not good, man. It's just really not good.
First cruiserweight match of the day, Rich Swann and Cedric Alexandra versus Lindsay Dorado and Drew Gulak. Four great competitors. Lindsay Dorado, great to see him on the Raw roster. I didn't know if they signed him or not. From Puerto Rico, very good luchador wrestler. Drew Gulak, I'm so glad they signed him as well. Another great wrestler from the independent scene. Rich Swann, I've always been champion of Rich Swann, and I've always championed Cedric Alexandra, who is the future of this wrestling business. And he could be a world champion one day. I honestly believe that with Cedric Alexandra. I think Cedric Alexandra has such a connection with the audience
right,
that I think could lead him to big and big and big, big things.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great to
I
see.
Like it. I like Swan as well. I thought Swan
is
really
sick.
He's really good this week.
Yeah.
It's like I got sick stories more. Like he was homeless and stuff like that. He lost both his parents. And,
yeah, exactly.
So big up to him.
Cesaro and Sheamus beat two jobbers.
Yeah.
Move on.
Just move on.
TJ Perkins and Brian Kendrick are building up this feud because obviously Kendrick had headbutted him afterwards and Clash of the Champions after the match.
Mm.
And so that's going to kick into something. Charlotte gloats about her win at Clash of Champions, but Sasha slaps her in the face and says we're going to have a rematch, I guess, on... What's the next bit? Hell in a Cell.
Is that
next Raw pay-per-view?
That's the next Raw pay-per-view.
Right, okay. Seth Rollins shows up on Raw, even though he's supposed to be injured and stayed home, but he wants to defy authority and try to get in the face of Kevin Owens. TJ Perkins and Tony Nese, another great competitor. Tony Nese have a nice match on Raw. Pretty cool. TJ Perkins retains the title.
Of course.
And
So is TJ Perkins' title up every time he fights?
Well, I don't think he probably wasn't on the line. Actually,
okay.
But, TJ Perkins won.
We got to TJ Perkins.
And at the end, the last best thing of Raw for me, Chris Jericho comes out with a list of Jericho. He's talking about all the people that's going to be on his list. He even had a go at the cameraman. Hey, cameraman, I told you to get my good side. You know what? You're on the list. Jericho had me crying in the morning. Jericho had me crying.
He's so good.
And then Kevin Owens joins him in the highlight reel. He had a little fun about the Jerichon 3000.
Yeah.
They even send shots about Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
And then Seth tries to come out to confront them, but then Foley said, got security to get Seth out of the building. But then Enzo Akaz confronts Jericho and Owens, and they make fun about Jericho's list, saying, what are you, Santa Claus? And then Jericho says, yeah, I'm Santa Claus, and I'm going to go over there and sit on your lap. And then they made a good fun joke about that. It was so, what a great segment.
It was a good segment.
We should have gone to a match at the end, and Owens and Jericho, the chemistry, the charisma, and it's a great way to end Raw. I felt
it was really good.
A different way, but it was nice, you know.
I was saying to Skillet when we walked in, I feel like they that was kind of a light show because the debate was going on at the same time, and they probably knew they weren't going to get as many viewers as they could have. So they probably just, it was a light show. It wasn't a decent show.
If
it wasn't.
Vince knows Donald Trump really well. Vince should have paid Donald Trump to have the debate live on Raw.
In the ring.
If this was Attitude Era Vince, he would have done that.
Yeah, in the ring.
Vince would have not.
He would have done that.
Vince would have tried everything back then. Vince kind of lost his hunger, man.
Definitely. All right, SmackDown.
Well, before, what do you think of Raw? What would you give Clash of the Champions? Out of 10,
I would say it was a strong 6.5.
Yeah, I'd say
6.5. Yeah. Okay. Raw, I would have given a 5.5 maybe.
Okay. So should we go SmackDown?
SmackDown.
They say we're lucky that we got this far.
you like this one?
Yeah, I love the theme. The theme's hard.
It's hard. How do we open SmackDown this week?
I think with the tag match, wasn't it?
Who?
Oh, no, it was a promo, wasn't it? It wasn't it like Ambrose and Cena cussing each other out?
No, it wasn't. It was Randy Orton talking about Bray Wyatt.
That's not how they opened SmackDown.
It opened with Bray Wyatt, with Randy Orton. He comes out and I don't know. I'm just not into this Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt thing at all. Also, I'm kind of a bit upset with Randy Orton with some comments he made on Twitter recently.
I'm trying to
keep that away from my view of him. I'm not really into the feud.
You know what's sad, yeah? A lot of Americans just don't understand, man.
They have no idea.
Yeah.
If you guys know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Don't worry about it. But yeah, it started with Randy this week.
You're right, you did, yeah.
It started with Randy calling out Bray Wyatt or whatever, and they kind of had this ongoing theme throughout the whole of the show, which I found a little bit annoying, if I'm honest. It was kind of like, let's just do it one, just have one segment, and then, but they kept, I don't know, doing, like, Bray had this ongoing game with Randy. I didn't really like it.
Yeah, Bray says, like, you're being sucked into the Morales of the underbelly of life. See, here's the thing, I used to love Bray, man. You know I was a big Bray supporter. Now I just don't care anymore. They dropped that Bray to me.
Yeah, they have.
They dropped him out.
They have.
It's sad.
And do you know what? Because sometimes I think the reason why they're jobbing him out is because they're waiting for the right time. And then like WrestleMania will come around and then it'll job him out even at Mania.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, it's time now. And even when he, like, well, there was a little time when he was almost getting that little slight face push. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And the crowd was like, and then that, maybe, I think he got injured. And then when he came back, it was just back to being a jobber again. It's shit.
Yeah.
The character's too good for you. They're doing, I don't know. Like, they're basically doing what they did to Jake the Snake. Like, he's not going to have the title.
That's it. That's how they see him. They see him as, oh, you're somebody that don't need a title. Yeah. All these nonsense excuses. Nah, give the man what his reward, man.
He definitely deserves it.
The Ascension and the Usos versus American Alpha, Heath Slater. The Usos theme song, the new Usos.
Didn't I say they needed a new theme song?
It's amazing.
It's so right.
A sick trap beat.
Thank you.
They're looking great.
I said it.
They're looking badass. Yeah. It should have happened years ago.
They slipped right into it.
Usos are killing it right now. I'm loving Usos. They're looking dominant. And I want to see them with those titles. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I know people are behind Heath and Slater. And I like Heath and Rhino. I like what they're doing with them. But I think Usos should win those titles at No Mercy.
I do think Usos should win the title. I just think they should let Heath... They should let that ride out a little bit longer.
Okay, fair enough. To
be fair, does he need it? Because he's gonna he can go solo, and
that's what I'm saying. Or maybe they could even still be like a team, but he's focusing on a single titles, and Rhino's supposed to be like his henchman that helps him win the matches.
What single title? He can only go for that IC.
Well, there you go. Why not? And then Heath goes for the IC, and Rhino will help. Rhino will be like his henchman helping him. Really, like Rhino gores Miz at the end, and that's how Heath win the title.
Rhino's so over though.
Yeah, he's really over now.
How did that happen?
The power of Heath, man.
No, but he wasn't even that over in ECW then.
He wasn't. But the power of the storyline is going so well.
No, but he's more over than Heath.
This week he was, yeah.
Maybe it was just that crowd. I don't know, but...
It's working.
He's mad over.
Where was SmackDown this week? Philly?
No, Cleveland, obviously. He was the hometown of The Miz and Dolph. Should we just get into that now?
Quick.
I just got so much to say about this.
Can we talk about this? Let me hold the mic to me. I'm going to hold the mic to me.
All right, yeah.
Sorry, Stan. All right, let's talk about this.
Right, so...
One second, before you start. Is Ziggler still your boy?
Nah. Nah.
Let's start this.
Do you know what? The thing is, I got from so many different angles, because I watched SmackDown late. So I was reading the tweets and I was like, people are like, yeah, that was an amazing promo. So let's talk about what happened. First of all, it was in Cleveland, the hometown of The Miz, the hometown of Dolph Ziggler. So they had like a Miz celebration. There were loads of pictures of him in the ring. They had a really good I liked the package. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
Miz's family was there and Dolph Ziggler's family was there because they're all from Cleveland. So Miz comes out with his wife and talks about how amazing he is. Just does The Miz.
Yep.
Great work, as always. Great on the mic. Great speaker. He does this thing. Talks, addresses the family. He addresses the fact that... he doesn't get as much love as LeBron James, and LeBron James, that was really good. I like that. The NBA, the basketball mentions, that went down really well. Well, badly, but well, if you guys know what I'm saying. And then he addresses Dolph Ziggler's parents and says, you should feel ashamed to have such a loser as a son. And Dolph Ziggler comes out, and then this is just where I literally wanted to watch it from behind my sofa. What the frig
so
is going on?
Ziggler breaks down and starts crying.
Starts crying in
the ring. Emotion.
Talking about how good he is, but how bad he is, and why people say that. Why doesn't he give up? But yeah, like I was saying, I saw the aftermath of this promo on Twitter, and people were saying this is an amazing promo because, like, behind the scenes, The Miz and Dolph Ziggler are best friends.
Okay. Yeah.
They're both from Cleveland.
They're best friends.
They're like, this is an amazing promo between two friends and enemies in the ring. And I can't believe it was so emotional. I was like, okay, cool. I was really excited about watching it. And then when I watched it, I was like, what?
Yeah.
You enjoyed that?
This man pretending to cry. Said, maybe I should put up my career if I don't beat you for the IC title. So what, is Ziggler going Raw?
No, because basically, didn't you hear what Miz... Did you watch the whole promo?
No.
So basically, this is what happened. He has this long speech about... He starts crying and stuff, saying that he, like, if he doesn't win the title in the next opportunity, then he's going to basically retire. He's giving it his career versus title match. So Miz gets back in the ring and says, no, that means you retire. Like, no NXT, no Raw. You're just out of it. You're not going to turn.
So Ziggler's going to win then.
Yeah, but I'll be honest. The one thing about this match, yeah, or the promo, is it made the IC title
important. That's good.
Which is good.
That's very good.
It made Ziggler look shit, though.
Right.
It made him just look like a little bitch. Sorry. It does. And especially since the fact that they've kind of been teasing that Ziggler heel turn a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't what... And you can't... And the thing is, he's not going to be able to turn heel against The Miz. Because The Miz is a massive heel.
Yeah.
So it's not going to happen then. And he's going to win it.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's just going to win it clean. I think this is dead.
Right.
I'm angry.
I'm upset.
I am upset. This is like, terrible. Yeah, I'm happy. Like, Dolph Ziggler's my guy. He's going to win the IC belt. Yes, I'm happy for him a little bit there. But after that, then he's going to lose it in 2 months.
They say he's lucky that he's gone this far.
That was crap. What did you think of it?
Yeah. I mean, the way he ended it with the I'll give up my career, that bit was good, but yeah, him crying and like saying, yeah, maybe I'm not as good as I think I am, all that stuff, I just feel like, yeah.
Nah, it was so bad, I didn't like it.
But let's see what happens with this promo. I got a feeling there'll be a lot of fans into it because of that promo. A lot of fans are going to be like,
yeah,
into that match at No Mercy.
Definitely.
So.
And they're going to have a great
match.
So
in that case, it did kind of work. But I do agree, still, it wasn't like making the whole him getting all eye watery and all that. Nah, it just didn't need to be. Poor. This didn't need to happen.
It's embarrassing.
Should we play the interview that I did with the Usos in the Freedom Tower?
Let's do it, man.
From SummerSlam weekend. We still got some interviews to play later, coming up in a couple of weeks. Oh, we didn't talk about it. Today is the 30th episode of the Kickout.
Is this number 30?
Kickout 3-0, baby.
3-0.
So we have two interviews lined up for you today. And the first one we have will be myself talking to the Usos. Check it out.
The Kickout.
Hey Usos, how you doing, guys? All right. SummerSlam weekend. Your thoughts on the 12-man match that's happening this weekend?
Yeah, big 12-man, man. It's we got the Usos, American Alphas. Who's on our squad too? Oh, Mojo and Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
The Ascensions. The Febreze. I call him Febreze. I mean, Brizango. Who's the tag team?
I can't remember either. But anyway, but you're excited for it.
Yeah, we're going, man. I mean, 12 men, 12 people in one ring is going down. I'm telling you.
And you guys have got a very vigorous training regime, obviously, to stay fit. What music do you listen to when you train?
Oh, man. Man, Wiz Khalifa, man. J. Cole. I just got on that new DJ Khali album, Major Keys. You like it?
Yeah,
you
absolutely. Heard it? Yeah.
Hey, is it weird I listen to my theme song sometimes?
Come on.
DJ Khaled album?
Really?
Yeah. No, your own theme song. Yeah. Okay, that's a dope stuff.
You hear it every night you go out there, right? Yeah, you can't hear it in the ring? Why you can't hear it when you're pumping that iron, dog? You know what I'm saying?
So if you were to live in London and the BBC was to give you creative control of who to play and listen to, who would you request? What artist would you request? Oh, yeah. So if you could do an intro, actually. So if you can say, for instance, we are the WWE superstars, the Usos, and right now you're on BBC One Extra, and the song we request is...
Hey, man, I can't. It's too many. I got so
Yo, Drake song, man. You be bumping that all the time.
Man, that's, any Drake song?
That ain't PG.
Oh, yeah, that ain't PG. One on the DJ Khali album.
All right, okay. You'll be in England and UK in September, I believe. What's your thoughts on the UK fans?
Oh, UK, man, they kind of like Brooklyn fans. The New York fans, man, they hot. Let you know. They will boot. Hey, sometimes they be booing the good guys all the time. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like it.
No, they dope, man. They rowdy, like my brother said. But they will let you know if they don't like you, though. You know, when we with Roman, they don't like us.
So loud. Of course, yeah. So loud.
Yeah. Just one last question. Obviously, your father was in a famous tag team, the Head Shrinkers, growing up. What other tag teams were you inspired by growing up in the business?
Man, for sure. Legion of Doom.
Straight away, dog.
Hey, the Steiner Brothers.
Steiner Brothers. Yeah. I'm so glad you said that, man. Steiners, man.
Hey, Harlem Heat.
Harlem Heat.
Harlem Heat. Yeah, shout out to Booker T.
You're trained by Booker T, right? No, yeah. Well, yeah.
Shout out to Book.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, even Hardy Boys. It was
Hardy Boys.
Huge.
Yeah, they go in. Thank you guys. Amazing. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
This is the Kicker.
Yeah, so that was me speaking with the Ooh
Souls.
They don't do that anymore.
You can tell that was when they were faced, though.
They were very much faced.
It was really that was pre them being the badasses that they are right now.
I wish I had more time because I would have asked them, don't you guys think you should be heels?
Yeah,
that was in my list of questioning, but I didn't have time. Ooh. But they were very happy with the tag team question I asked, which you hear at the end. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. So let's continue with SmackDown. This Becky Lynch was going to come out and maybe do another promo.
Yeah.
Or I got a lot of stick from a lot of kick-out listeners about my poor Irish accent.
Really bad.
So Mick Conlon... Big up Mick Conlon, big support of the kick out. I apologize if I've offended you in any way. And I apologize to any Irish listeners from I love my Irish people.
Yeah,
just stating that. A lot of my best friends are Irish. So, yes, I can't do an accent in Irish. But that's the joke. The joke is Skillet is poor impressions. So, but anyway, Becky Lynch comes out. She was probably going to cut a promo, but then she gets attacked from behind from Alexa Bliss. And she waves the women's belt, which looks gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah,
the women's
good.
Belt looks beautiful.
It suits her really well.
And she's waving the women's belt in Becky's face, saying, you don't deserve this, even though Becky so deserves it.
Yeah.
Especially over Alexa Bliss, let's be real.
She's good, though, man.
She is really
good. I'm a fan.
I've been a fan of Alexa Bliss since NXT. Who's been running back Alexa Bliss since NXT?
No, you have.
Thank you.
She's so good. I like her.
I've met
She's
her mom.
Small and vicious as well.
I met her mom in Brooklyn, and you could just see...
You met her mom?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You could just see her mom is one of those women that are like... Becky, be a cheerleader. Alexis, be a cheerleader. Okay, now you can't be a cheerleader. Be a dancer. Okay, you can't be a dancer. Okay, let's be... You should think about professional wrestling. And I think that's what's happened.
Really?
But Alexa, credit to Alexa Bliss, she's making it work.
She's really good,
man. Yeah.
She
reminds me of Trish. Am I the only one that sees it?
I do. I don't see that, no. Trish wasn't great, though.
That's one. Yeah, but.
Alexa Bliss is good.
We'll see what happens.
You don't think she's good?
She is very good.
I think she's really good.
She's very good.
Better than Carmella, who I think is terrible.
Carmella's doing well.
Nah, I don't think she's good at all.
Well, she was doing well a couple of weeks ago.
Nah, I watched.
I saw the match she had. She had a match with Nikki Bella, Naomi, and Natalya.
The tag team match, and there was just so much things in there that I find it hard to watch.
Okay.
Man. Like, Natty's obviously carrying her because Natty is a vet.
Yeah.
What's so funny about Natty is that you can tell that, especially like if you've ever watched like Total Divas or anything,
right.
Natty is like the sweetest person.
Right.
And she's doing this heel character. It's quite funny because it comes across like she's acting.
Yeah.
She's like, I hate your guts after every move. She's good, though. She's you can tell that she's like someone that studied the game. Obviously, she grew up in it. So.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not really a fan of Carmella at all.
So she's not working again. She was you were rooting for her a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't like it anymore.
So she's not FABLOUST.
And even Nikki was looking a little bit sloppy this week as well.
What do you think?
This is the fake Iggy Azalea music.
Yeah,
that's really bad. That's bad.
I mean, you know what? They probably need to do a match at No Mercy where they knock it out the park for me to be really behind this.
Yeah, I don't know if they can.
But they probably can't. I mean, Carmella hasn't been wrestling long.
I feel like Carmella needs somebody really good to carry her, and I don't think that's Nikki Bella.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just not.
But I like the fact that they see Alexa's Bliss' potential over for Carmella at the moment. That's great.
Definitely.
And I think the thing we got last thing we got to talk about at SmackDown is Dean Ambrose versus AJ Styles.
Yeah.
I'm liking how Cena and AJ are throwing jabs at each other. You know what I mean? Like little promo cuts, you know what I mean? Anyway, so AJ and Dean Ambrose, nice match. Very good.
I liked John Cena in commentary, actually.
Cena was very good in commentary.
It was,
I felt the ending was brilliant.
Yeah, it was a good
like
ending.
AJ coming out and slapping Cena, and then Cena getting involved in the match and then distracting Ambrose. Ambrose gets annoyed and hits Cena. And then,
I felt like they didn't do the bit that I felt like they messed up a little bit on was when Cena kind of distracted the referee. Dean Ambrose didn't have AJ in the pin long enough for him to say that Cena distracted. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Usually, like, he'll be in the pin for, like, the whole three count, and the referee's not down.
Yeah.
They did it a little bit too quickly. So it was kind of like, well, he didn't really distract the referee.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because the referee was down there like literally a second after. But I don't know. That's just me. That's me nitpicking. But it was a good match. It was a decent. I'm still not a fan of Dean Ambrose. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's not with him.
I can't imagine him ever getting a title. Not ever. But
I don't think he'll get a title again.
Not for a while.
I think AJ's in a great job.
He's doing a great job. Yeah. Dean Ambrose is only going to get the title. Dean Ambrose won't get the title as a face.
Yeah, he needs to be heel.
He just needs to be heel. And I would like. I mean, I think what you called being a Cena Ambrose feud could definitely work for him as a heel. But I actually have a strong feeling now that they're going to put the belt on Cena.
Not anytime soon, though.
I think they're going to do it.
What? At No Mercy?
I think he's going to win the Triple Threat.
At No Mercy? Yeah. No.
I genuinely think he's going to win the Triple Threat. I think he's going to win the Triple Threat.
No.
That's my prediction.
You come here on the kick out and you say Cena's going to win the title at No Mercy and you don't have the decency to introduce yourself. What is your name? It doesn't matter.
I think Cena's going to win it at No Mercy.
I really hope you're wrong. But the thing is, Cena celebrated in the ring, like with the title in his hand afterwards, Victor. So it's.
But we still got like 2 weeks.
It's true.
And if this was the home show before, AJ
would get the last laugh, and maybe AJ would probably get the last laugh
next week.
He might even get the last laugh before No Mercy.
I think Cena's going to get the belt. I'll be angry, but I think
I'll be fuming if AJ is just a 1 month champion.
He'll probably get it back.
I'll be vexed. They shouldn't do that. It needs to be it has to be a Cena Ambrose program after No Mercy. That's what it must be leading up to.
I hope so.
And AJ Cesaro, AJ someone else, I don't know.
So that was SmackDown this week. Should we get into another interview?
Well, yeah, so I got this very short, very fun interview with Shinsuke Nakamura, which is interesting because I felt that some of his answers were just to cater to me and I didn't have much time, but it's something I want you guys to hear. So myself with the King of Strong Style, Shinsuke Nakamura.
This is the Kick Out.
I know you're a big music fan. You love Queen, you love Michael Jackson. What music are you currently listening to now? What music do you train to when you're in the gym?
No problem. So I listen to my daughter's playlist.
Okay. your daughter's playlist. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So maybe Japanese.
More Japanese music.
Yeah, more Japanese. Also Japanese reggae, Mighty Crown, and Fireball.
Okay.
Yeah, also Kitsumeishi.
Kitsumeishi.
Japanese rap music.
Okay. Yeah, it's like hip-hop, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. You got a live event in England in September, I believe. Next month in London, next month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the WWE live event. I believe you're gonna be there. I'm not sure, but
I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
do you
have anything to say to the UK fans?
Because
you got a massive UK following, you know that.
Right? I love UK, yeah. So I always go to London, I always go to the Vivian Westwood.
Thank you so much. And then good luck on your match tomorrow with Samoa Joe.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Nakamura.
Yo, what's happening? This is Jimmy and Jerry, the Ooh Souls. Are you listening to the Kick Out Podcast, baby?
Oh, yes, sir. Amazing. Shout out to Mick Conlon, who is actually playing it on the violin and on social media. So
no way.
Yeah, he's learning it, man. Hopefully he gets to do a whole thing, an orchestra band one
That'd
day.
That'd be sick, man. We should push for him to do it.
Absolutely.
Where's Mick from?
He's from Ireland.
From Ireland. When WWE comes to Ireland, he should get that.
He's from Dublin, if I'm correct, if I'm right.
That'd be dope. Anything going on outside the ring that we should know about?
Alberto Del Rio got sacked.
He got sacked. Well, he didn't get sacked. He left.
Oh, he left.
Did he leave or did he get sacked?
He left. I'm sorry.
He left. He was suspended and he asked for his release. And
he asked for his release. He said that they were very nice about it. So he doesn't want to say anything bad about them. But he just felt that they called him in for that year to kind of settle how he got, sacked in the first place. And because he wasn't wrong, really. I mean, yeah, he slaps. He shouldn't be slapping somebody. But in the day, the guy was racist. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'll be damned if I get fired.
For slapping a racist.
Defending
person.
Myself over a racist. So.
So
Del Rio was kind of called in just to make sure the settlement was cool, because they probably could have got in trouble with the way they handled the whole situation, maybe. And then they probably weren't even going to use him. They probably was going to do what they did with him. And then Del Rio wasn't happy. And I think another thing Del Rio wasn't happy about was apparently Paige was on Raw and he was on SmackDown.
They tried to split him up.
And then apparently there's rumors that how backstage didn't want them to be together.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why so many people got so, oh my God, they're together. Like, I just hate that shit.
Yeah, it's just like none of your business.
It's nobody's business. People message me on Twitter like, Skillet, do you think Del Rio is a bad influence on Paige? And then I'm like, bruv, what are you on about? I don't know. I don't know these guys. I don't know. You know what I mean? And it's not my room. It's not my place to say. We'll find out. Paige is a grown woman herself. Yeah. She probably did drugs before Del Rio.
Yeah.
So.
And then Del Rio shows up on WC. What do they call it? Their
what promotion? Culture Pro Wrestling. So WCPW.
WCPW. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you just do it for a little job, payday, and then you'll probably go AAA for a bit, maybe try and do a bit of Lucha Underground. You'll probably do a little bit of TNA. Alberto,
what's he calling himself now? What's his real name?
It's like the boss, isn't it? No, but it's like the boss, isn't it? Alberto the boss.
No, but what's this? What is this? It's the surname? It's not Del Rio anymore.
Deltron or something. I can't remember now.
People
tweet at me. I forgot the name.
Do you think? And shout out to our, because we've got friends at What Culture, so massive shout out to them. We're not black friends, but.
Yeah, Adam.
We're all in this. We're from the UK. We're all wrestling fans, innit?
Like, Blanfield.
Yeah, big up
shout
to
out
them.
To them, man.
But do you feel like this was beneath Del Rio?
I mean, well, payday. They must have paid him a lot of money.
Do you not feel like he should have turned up somewhere else before he went there?
Maybe, possibly.
This is me.
Possibly.
I don't want no What Culture fans to get at me. I'm just speculation. But big up to him for showing the UK love. We appreciate that.
Cody Rhodes signed to TNA.
Yeah, I'm more happy about that.
I don't think he's going to come back. Well,
you don't think he's coming back?
I don't think he'll come back to WWE.
He will come back at some point.
And well, he needs to do a lot in TNA.
Let's be honest. Those TNA contracts are probably really short.
Yeah, true.
They're probably like 6-month contracts at the most.
The fact that Cody's wife is wrestling in TNA proves to me he only left because they probably sacked her first.
She thinks so?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think that's exactly what it is.
And there's rumours that the WWE may buy TNA. Did you hear this?
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen now. But there were strong rumours about that.
There's so many wrestling rumours at the moment. I've heard that Jeff Hardy is apparently going to turn up at Royal Rumble.
Jeff Hardy, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard apparently WWE really wants Matt Hardy.
Yeah, they're not going
to get
him now.
Brilliance.
They're not going to get him now, though.
Matt Hardy, I don't think he doesn't trust how WWE will use his character that he designed himself and everything. Like, he doesn't think if he brings it to WWE, they will give him full creative control. And you have to. You cannot sign the genius of Brother Nero and say to Matt, okay, but we want to do it like this. Yeah, no. It has to be like, all right, Matt.
Just do you.
Whatever you want to do, let us know. We'll give you the money to do it, and you can really push this thing as far as you want.
But they won't do that. They won't let him do that on Raw or SmackDown. They might let him do that if he went to NXT.
I just want to see... Yeah, that's true. I just want to see Matt come back and kill it as a main eventer in WWE, especially with this gimmick.
Right.
Because I just felt he was so hard done by back in the day with the whole Lita and Edge situation, and they fired him and all kind of nonsense, and then brought him back to put Edge over and... Do you know what I mean?
I definitely agree with you.
So, come on, Matt.
Come on, Matt.
I knew you would come, brother, brother Ace.
So, back to Cody though, quickly.
Yeah.
What do you think he's gonna do? I mean, I watched Damian Sandow's first match the other day on TNA.
And Aaron Rex, right?
Aaron Rex.
Was it good?
No.
Yeah.
They're doing this thing called.
Don't you hate it when WWE's right?
Yeah.
Don't you hate it?
They're doing this thing called what is it called?
Stella Star.
They're gonna. Whoever's listening and watches TNA will understand what I'm talking about. But they're doing like a new tournament for a new belt. And basically, it's like three rounds of like 2 minutes or some crap like that.
Oh, okay.
And after the 2 minutes, you get to go back to your corner. It's a bit weird.
Okay.
But he was in one of those matches, and it was just anything. You know what it is? He's a person that needs to hide behind a character.
Right.
Him being himself is not working.
Okay.
He needs that A character, whether it's a stunt double or it's that intellectual guy that thinks he's better than everyone. He just needs him trying to come out and be like I'm some kind of, you know, it's really uncool, if that gets what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
So it's just not, it's not going to work for me. And we was talking about the fact that when TNA signs ex-WWE wrestlers, they always get the title.
Yep.
He won't.
Okay.
He won't. He definitely won't. he's not getting a TNA title.
What's his attire like? Is it still he's bright
wearing,
pink?
No, it's just normal. What's he wearing? It's like that forgettable.
Oh wow!
It's not good, man. He's not even one of the most exciting things on that show. He's not even like, you don't care.
I'm gonna shoot wrestlers from the WWE roster that went to TNA, and I want you to give me a one word of what you think of that wrestler.
Alright, go on.
Okay, so I'm gonna start off with Mr. Kennedy.
Underrated.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Kurt Angle.
Amazing.
Bully Ray.
Bully Ray. Reliable.
Bobby Lashley.
I like Bobby Lashley.
Okay.
But I understand why people don't like him.
Okay.
What's the
one word? Indecisive.
I don't know what my word is. You know what's funny? Are we talking about now or are we talking about then?
So I'm talking about this WWE wrestlers that went to TNA and how you feel about them from then to now.
Let me tell you what.
Their span in TNA, so their time in TNA, from then to now.
Let me tell you what, I think
anytime they joined.
What my whole thing with Bobby Lashley is, yeah, is what they were doing with Bobby Lashley on WWE, he was way too green,
yeah,
like to be thrusted into that,
yeah,
position. And because of that, when he's gone to TNA, he still feels like he hasn't had the experience, even though that was years ago, you know. That was like over 10 years. That was 10 years ago plus. So he's had all this experience. He's still been wrestling. He's still been doing his thing. He went off and did MMA for a little while, came back. And he does good matches now. But even watching it now, he still comes across like green in a weird way.
Right,
even
right,
though
right.
He does have good matches. But it's like, you don't think of him as one of the greats, even though he's been in the game that long. He's still very green to me.
Okay. MVP.
Underrated.
Matt Hardy.
I don't know. What's the word for Matt Hardy?
Broken.
Broken.
I'll say brilliant right now.
Nah, he's very good right now. Yeah. Matt Hardy's really good.
Jeff Hardy.
Overrated.
Jeff Hardy overrated.
Yeah.
100%. I agree with that. Do you remember when Jeff Hardy had that match with Sting and he was high on drugs and Sting had to pin his shoulders to the mat?
Oh, man. Embarrassing.
Was that Bound for Glory?
Yeah.
That was a TNA pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Wow, we're talking about TNA in this pay-per-view.
A lot of TNA.
Episode 30 of Kick Out, and we talk a lot more about TNA.
That was really embarrassing. I finally got to watch Legends, some of the Legends episodes this week.
So Legends? With JBL.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you watched the one with Razor and Nash?
I watched the one with Razor and Nash. I watched the Booker T one. I watched the Sting.
The Booker T one's amazing.
Yeah, two
episodes. I felt Sting should have deserved more than just one part.
Yeah,
should have done two parts.
You know, it comes down to me. I can tell it comes down to whatever like, the they want to give. Because Booker and obviously JBL have got history.
Yeah.
And you can tell that like JBL really went deep in terms of
where because they're really good friends.
Yeah,
as well.
Whereas I feel like Sting doesn't really talk that much, you know.
Yeah.
It was good, but I feel like it could have definitely been better.
You know one thing that really upsets me? Like, I mean, I know what JBL's trying to do. Respect to JBL. I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to encourage black people in America to be like, just because you're all these obstacles that's against you doesn't mean that you can't make it.
Yeah.
I get that. But he's done that a lot with Ron Simmons' episode, and he did it.
I didn't watch Ron Simmons'
episode. Yeah, the Ron Simmons episode was really deep as well, because obviously him and Ron Simmons are best friends. Yeah. You know what I mean? So he does that in Ron Simmons, which was cool, which I didn't mind. But then he did it again in the Booker T. But now I was thinking to myself, but yeah, you put all that in there, fine. But then also say, but there's still racism in this world where black people are getting killed every day.
There is.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. We don't want to start talking about that.
And they talk we don't talk about that.
Saying.
They talk about the Hogan and
I do feel like
they're gonna bring Hogan back.
They're definitely gonna bring Hogan back.
And you know how they should do it?
How?
Save the New Day.
Nah, it's too obvious. That's too obvious.
Well, you know something, Kofi. I was sitting in the back, dude, and I saw you and Big E and Xavier Woods getting beaten up, brother.
Don't do that.
So I thought I'd get myself some booty-os, which extended the 24-inch pythons, brother.
Oh my goodness.
And I'll come down, do the twerk, do the booty skank, and shake my booty. And give them the leg drop of doom, brother.
That's hilarious.
Don't touch me.
Let's not do that.
You can't date my daughter.
Skillet's done a Hulk Hogan impression, so that is time for us to wrap up the show. Till next week, make sure you tweet us at Kick Out Podcast. Rate, subscribe.
Woo!
Thank you very much for listening. Till next he's doing Ric Flair now.
Woo! 30th episode, baby. Kick Out, you can't stop us.
Till next week, peace.
See you later. Peace.
You're mad.